these shots, at every step, they had a choice in the design to be more or less toxic. They chose the more toxic design. They knew it was toxic. They knew 15 years before the shots were rolled out that the ovaries and testicles of every animal species tested were damaged by the lipid nanoparticles, and they went ahead with it. There is no way anyone can say this was not premeditated.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. That was Dr. Lee Vliet, and as people around the world continue to drop dead from the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, it's time to discuss the facts about the premeditated mass genocide that continues to this day. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up, your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress, and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk, but gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com. Guys, are you getting a little sick and tired of having a puppet pedo president? He's not a president at all. Well, I guess technically he is president of the bankrupt corporation masquerading as our government. And in the bumbling State of the Union address last night, he was heckled by MTG, and rightly so. He lost his footing and he said, and I quote, "I'd be a winner, not really. What a loser." Listen to this.
"It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner, not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?"
All right, we'll pause it there. It's funny, Dr. Vliet, when the man slips up and tells the truth. Friends, Dr. Lee Vliet is back. Welcome back, Doc. What say you?
Well, clearly they are illegal alien invaders being paid for by the hardworking American people who pay taxes, and our tax money is going to bring in orchestrated invasion of the United States of America. And people have forgotten, perhaps, that Joe Biden declared the North American Declaration in January 2023 that dissolved our borders and made us one North American union, similar to the European Union, in January 2023, and Canada, the U.S., and Mexico are all one under that declaration that he signed with Trudeau and the Mexican president. And Americans don't realize that happened. It wasn't really covered in the mainstream media. You and I and Todd have been bringing that up until we're blue in the face. But that was a devastating blow to American sovereignty. And we are following, I am working closely with Jim Houck, who is a canine trainer for law enforcement for the last 30 years. He is working with Doc P. Chambers and Operation Lone Star on the Texas border. And we have just done several programs with Jim Houck outlining, and it's on our website, Sean. I encourage everyone to watch the last two programs, February 20th and February 27th, with Jim Houck. He spent 2 hours each night going through the reality of the border, the level of barbaric crime and atrocities that Americans have never seen is happening inside our borders. Now, the graphic videos that he showed, and I made the decision for our participants to hear it and see it, because Americans can't wrap their mind around the fact that this is very real and it is extraordinarily serious. It's beyond barbaric and heinous that we have never seen before. And people need to understand what's coming. What happened to Lakin Riley? And what happened to the young co-ed at the University of Colorado? And it's happening to people across this country, older people, younger people, women, boys, girls that are kidnapped or raped and tortured, is being covered up. And it is the Biden policies. It was happening under Obama administration when the border surges were, borders were opened. And he actually, I'm here near the border. I understand it. I've been fighting with the, trying to bring this to the public's attention during the 8 years of the Obama administration with the diseases and the terrorism and the Middle Eastern pattern of violence with beheadings, dismemberment, kidnapping, rape, and torture. And people need to listen to Jim Houck's program. He is the expert. He's been doing this for 30 years with Pete Chambers, who is Special Forces, Green Beret, Lieutenant Colonel in the Army, and is working to secure the Texas border. But of course, that's driving everything over into Arizona, where we are. And it, people really have to wake up and look at this. And it is all by design. And let me give you another example, Sean. This was just given to me this morning from one of my attorney colleagues who is a legal advisor for the foundation. And this is a quote from the message that she sent me, text message this morning. My friend, and I won't mention the name, looks and speaks Spanish. So he went to New York City, told them he just arrived, had no money, no ID, no nothing. He waited for 2.5 hours and they gave him Chase Bank. Okay, let that sink in. Chase Bank gave him a credit card for $10,000 on it and a food stamp card with $1,000 on it. No ID, no fingerprinting, no nothing. It only took him telling them he was here and had no money, and he looked Spanish and spoke Spanish. And 2.5 hours, yes, $11,000 he can use anywhere. Chase card can be used anywhere in the country.
You know, we've heard those stories of prepaid debit cards essentially being gifted to these people in New York. $10,000. That is so insane when you stop to think that the average American, the majority of Americans, I think it's over 50% now, Lee, can't afford a $500 emergency. They don't have the money for an emergency costing $500.
You're right.
And well, look, salt in an open wound, as this demon creature parading as our president gives the most un-American, darkest speech ever given by a president. And here's what he stood for in the speech last night for anybody who didn't tune in. And I don't blame you if you didn't. Why would you want to get yelled at by an old man who's a pedophile? Fund Ukraine. Trump is a threat to democracy and America itself. Parroting the CIA talking points. We'll get to that. Abortion is good. The American economy is stronger than ever as more and more people turn to a second and third job to make ends meet. He doesn't take any of the blame for inflation. Illegals, you'll have to remember, are Americans too and ought to get $10,000 prepaid debit cards. Republicans are responsible for the border crisis. I would say, sure, that's true. The rhinos and the demon rats alike are responsible. Trump, of course, is bad. Biden stands with trans children. What a hero. And January 6th was the worst insurrection since the Civil War, despite no one there having weapons. Lee, we have jumped the shark. Would you like to hear any of Colonel McGregor's response to Puppet Biden's State of the Union address?
Well, I think that may be helpful for our listeners. You and I know those are lies and we know the facts, but many don't.
Okay. Well, if we didn't live in a banana republic, and let's just say, for instance,
actually, I'm going to call it a Marxist dictatorship. It's not a banana republic. It is a Marxist dictatorship. And Biden is a dictator. Let's just be very clear. Our constitutional republic has been usurped. We have people being detained with unpredictably. We have people being searched, Americans. We have invaders coming across our border. We have all of these tactics, censorship, weaponization of the Department of Justice, persecution of political opponents, every single thing that has been done by every Marxist and communist dictatorship worldwide since the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. And an out-of-control criminal government that is printing, spending $1 trillion in new debt every 100 days. So the collapse is now guaranteed, guys. There's no turning back the clock on this.
And that was their goal.
If we had an actual president, Lee, if we had an actual president who actually cared about our country, well, this would be the truth. Let's listen to just some of this.
As chief executive officer of our country, our choice, I want to respectfully present an alternative view of the State of the Union. The Constitution, our nation's guiding light, mandates that the government promote the general welfare, a charge that obligates Washington to secure the basic necessities of life, energy, food, and shelter.
Okay, we can just stop right there. Lee, we don't need to go any further. This government stands in opposition to just those four things right there: energy, food, shelter, life, liberty, justice. This government stands in opposition to all of those things. They worship at the altar of abortion. The borders are wide open. Housing prices are out of control. Energy prices. The first thing he did upon becoming puppet president is shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. The second thing he did was end oil and gas leases on federal land. I mean, the man is an absolute traitor to our nation. Full stop. Should we go further?
No, I want to comment. I'm here speaking as a physician in practice, seeing patients, seeing families every day struggling with all of this. And I am seeing the vax injured that came from Biden's mandates. There were no mandates under President Trump. Whatever people may think about the vaccines one way or another, and I heaven knows I have a track record as a physician standing against them since July of 2021, when we began to learn the enormity of the endocrine damage to every endocrine system in the body. But I'm watching patients every day, vax injured, losing their freedom, losing their savings, can't buy food for their family, and struggling to survive the policies of the dictator and the lawless administration that we have in place. So Colonel McGregor is bringing up important points, but these are things that I've been seeing for the last 4 years under the COVID tyranny, and seeing the consequences in patients' lives every day. And you and I and Todd is a lawyer, me as a physician, have been bringing the perspectives on all of this to help people with tools and action steps to resist, don't comply, stand against it, speak up, get involved, all of that. So I think you and I have, and Todd, when he's with us, all of us have direct experience of what's playing out at the level in for all of the people of America who have been working hard and paying taxes.
Yeah, 100%. And You know, there is a move now to stop paying federal taxes because we have no more government. We have no representation. There is no more equal justice under the law. And people are fed up with funding, frankly, this government with taxes, when we know they print the money out of thin air and they don't even rely on the taxes for really anything. It's just the pretense that we, the people, are funding the government. The government is being funded by bonds issued by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and the money masters. Anyway, there are now two.
Well, and of course, Sean, that's all designed, as you know, and we've talked about, that's all designed to keep printing money, to keep causing inflation and devaluing the dollar, to create the collapse, which is the Cloud Piven strategy, to collapse a constitutional republic into a Marxist dictatorship.
Yeah, well said. That's exactly right. And I now believe there are two very clear, concise IQ tests that we must all apply to our friends, neighbors, and colleagues, and those whose homes you might drive by in the suburbs. And the IQ tests are you lining up to take the vaccine, the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine? That's number one. That's an IQ test. If you're still taking that thing or falling for it, you're a very dumb person. I'm sorry. Time to do some research. And number two, Biden lawn signs or Biden bumper stickers. What kind of lunatic would it just, it defies my belief. People are really, really dumb. But let me show you this, Lee. This is the talking point from MSNBC. And let me just point out, the woman you see in the middle is named Andrea Mitchell. Follow the bloodlines. Who was she married to for quite a long time? The former Federal Reserve Chair, Alan Greenspan. Okay. Guys, y'all know what the Federal Reserve is. You know who the Rothschilds are, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the CIA and the intelligence agencies. Well, they really, really hate Donald Trump. Here's the prediction if Donald Trump becomes president.
FDR's For Freedom speech in 1941, obviously wartime, a bigger challenge. But let's, you know, talk about the challenges tonight.
Well, this is a real historical moment. We could be a dictatorship next year if Donald Trump is elected and carries through on his threats and carries through on his threats to suspend the Constitution. That's what's at stake.
Okie dokie. Well said. Okay.
What?
A dictatorship. I mean, because we're not in one now. Okay, we are
what?
Not in a dictatorship.
He's saying
now.
Donald Trump threatened
Donald
to suspend
Trump.
The Constitution.
Yep. It's
the
all
Constitution
over.
Is suspended now under Biden.
Yep. And now here's the real crux of it. So I have said repeatedly over the years that the Mockingbird mainstream media and people like Andrea Mitchell are beholden directly to the CIA. People like Lester Holt, the Nightly News, NBC Nightly News. I believe these people, Anderson Cooper, these are all Mockingbird assets of the CIA. And Harrison Smith says, we are watching a slow motion military coup overthrow of the United States. I would like to amend that and suggest that actually we are watching a slow motion CIA coup overthrow of the United States. Listen to this.
John Brennan, former director of the CIA, implying that the intelligence community will withhold key information from Trump's security briefing.
He probably will disparage them as he has disparaged U.S. intelligence officers as well as U.S. intelligence itself for so long over so many years.
Oh, what, the people that tried to destroy him since before he was even president? What, he said unkind things about the people that framed him as a Russian agent, text messaging each other about an insurance plan, how you were gonna send foreign agents to meet with his associates so you could justify an illegal search warrant, so you could get dirt on him to destroy him from the inside. What, he said unkind things about those people? Why? I never. We are in the throes of a coup right now. That's what's happening. It's been happening for the last couple years, where our duly elected representatives, who are theoretically answerable to the American people, are being deliberately and openly attacked, undermined, and destroyed by an unelected, secretive, shadowy intelligence apparatus that pulls the strings behind the scenes, who have lied about the Hunter Biden laptop, covered up for Hillary Clinton's email document case, fabricated the Russia collusion hoax, whose entire purpose of existence is to deceive, to lie, to manipulate, and to destroy. They've carried out color revolutions in countries all over the world. They have carried out regime change operations in third world countries for the last 60 years. Now they're doing it here. We're watching it happen. They're announcing it. And the media is patting them on the back and saying, thank you for saving us from big bad Donald Trump.
Any questions, friends? I think that's a pretty concise, accurate recap of what we're up against. A CIA coup.
You know, Sean, I think that CIA coup has been underway since the CIA was involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy as our president.
Yeah.
Because before John F. Kennedy was killed, he had said there were several steps he planned to take. One, dismantle the CIA. Two, get us out of Vietnam. Three, end the Federal Reserve. And four, focus on America, not overseas wars, and not keep funding the military-industrial complex. Gee, who does that sound like? John F. Kennedy was outlining the core positions of a constitutional republic-focused president. That is exactly what Donald Trump, President Trump, has said he planned to do. That is why they're attacking him. That's why the plot began to develop that essentially assassinated John F. Kennedy. And don't forget, just 5 years later, I think I'm right, five or six, it was 1968 that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was was assassinated just as he had won the California vote and turned the corner in his campaign. He was not expected to win that. He won it and he was assassinated. And then Martin Luther King was assassinated, and Martin Luther King had been pushing some of these same principles.
It's a very important point. And let me just remind people that George Bush Sr. says that he can't remember where he was the day JFK was assassinated. And yet there are pictures of what looks to be a young George Bush Sr. at Dealey Plaza the day of the assassination. But beyond that, George Bush Sr. then became the director of the CIA before becoming vice president under Reagan and ultimately president of these United States, where he talked about a new world order at least 220 times in speeches. It's unbelievable. And by the way, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. does say openly now on the record that the CIA murdered his uncle and his father. So you're right. And the CIA coup,
that's one reason.
The CIA coup began a long time ago.
Yeah, and that's one reason, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been very open about speaking directly about that, and he has even more information than I would. I feel like it's now our responsibility to bring that out in more clearly for those who may not have heard him say it. And those that don't know about the New Orleans prosecutor who brought a criminal trial forward to expose all of this, while the case was ultimately dismissed or ruled against him, a lot of evidence came out in the course of that case. And one of the points supported what you just brought up, that George Bush Sr. was there that day in Dallas.
Guys, apologies for this real quick break and a word about our sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up, your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk, but gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below.
George Bush Sr. was there that day in Dallas.
Yep. It's just absolutely shocking that the average American doesn't know this history. So that is our job, because the mainstream horror media, those in the pocket of the CIA, the Mockingbirds, they will never tell the American people the truth about anything. And in fact, they still say that the vaccine, the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, is safe and effective. They're working on new boosters. So get ready to get in line to get your next bioweapon. And Dr. Lee Vliet sent me this, guys. And again, when you think about the war on our air, our sun, they want to blot out the sun to save us from global warming, right? Our food, our water, there's a war on our families. Hidden in this week's omnibus bill, lobbyists get $15 million to implement electronic tracking of all cattle in the U.S. Now, no law authorizes this, but the deep state, the Marxists, they don't rely on laws. They rely on the color of law. And this will be used by the green agenda to limit beef production and by the corporate oligopoly to dominate small ranchers. So we can see the tyranny as they target farmers, Amish farmers like Amos Miller, right? They don't want people to have clean food. They don't want people to have clean water. They don't want people to have access to cattle. And by the way, if this is allowed and the farmers stand down, guess who's next? It's not just the cattle, folks. These people view you as cattle. They view me and our families as cattle. They want us all tracked and traced. Okay, so this is just the slippery slope into the internet of everything, where everything will be tracked and traced in real time if we the people allow it. You know, I've got three words, Doc. You tell me if we got these words right. Do not comply. We've got to take these people head on, and we cannot comply with the tyranny. It's just that simple. And by the way, we are not obligated to comply with tyranny. We are obligated to combat it at every turn.
Well, that's exactly right, Sean. And what many listeners may still not know is that the data is unequivocal, that the more boosters you get of the experimental gene therapy COVID shot that is not a true medical product, it was developed as a countermeasure prototype under emergency use authorization, with no requirement for clinical studies, no requirement for informed consent, and no requirement for any of us to be informed of the risk. And so consequently, people are being, do you realize just this week, the CDC was pushing for the 10th booster? Now, put that in perspective medically. At the point at which someone has gotten five shots, that is two COVID shots if you got the ones that were two shots, and three boosters, at five shots, you now have a 50% greater risk of death. And they are now pushing the 10th. And they know the damage. The CDC is covering up the damage, not reporting it. Look at how hard they fought to refuse to disclose the V-Safe text message reports from vaccine-injured people. And that was only released on court order, and we still don't have all of it released. It's supposed to be released over the next 6 months. But the medical damage to people's health is truly staggering. Now, Truth for Health Foundation has been providing vaccine injury resource treatment integrated approaches for years. And I mean, over the last, we began providing those 3 years ago. And our first vaccine injury treatment guide was posted in early 2022. And we're now at the 2 year anniversary point of having that guide available. And people still don't know it's there, which I appreciate your giving us a chance to mention it. But I've been practicing medicine with an integrated approach to these vaccine injuries that have six classes of damage. It's not just the spike protein. It's not just myocarditis. It's not just immune disruption or micro blood clots. These shots are damaging every organ system in the body that is having, that has an endocrine function. That's ovaries, testicles, adrenals, thyroid, pancreas, pituitary, parathyroid.
Yeah.
It is staggering.
It's a systemic bioweapon. It's systemic. And I got to tell you, it breaks my heart. And I'll continue to tell this story because it just breaks my heart. On the evening of November 13th, our friend, a family friend, went to bed. He was 64 years old. He had no expectation of not waking up the next day. He wasn't sick, but he had taken, we found out later, the original vaccine from Pfizer and three boosters. So he got four shots and he died suddenly in his sleep in a big, beautiful home he had just built. And he's divorced. So he died in that home by himself, a home he had built for his future grandchildren. It just breaks my heart, Lee. It breaks my heart. And Albert Bourla and Tony Fauci and the CDC people and the FDA people, they should all burn in hell for their crimes. I'm not kidding. They have blood on their hands. They are guilty of murder. And in some cases, I firmly believe Albert Bourla is guilty of premeditated mass murder because they knew what this thing would do.
Well, I don't have any question, Sean. Actually, if anyone is listening to our every week vaccine report with me and Dr. Mike Eden and Dr. Jonathan Gilthorpe, Dr. Mike Eden was former vice president for Pfizer. And he spent 30 years with Pfizer as chief scientist worldwide for respiratory pharmacology and new drug development. He knows the steps in the design of new drugs and the development of them. And he has analyzed all of the decision points in the technology for the COVID shots and unequivocally says, and has said it before parliaments, in the media, he is absolutely unequivocal. These shots, at every step, they had a choice in the design to be more or less toxic. They chose the more toxic design. They knew it was toxic. They knew 15 years before the shots were rolled out that the ovaries and testicles of every animal species tested were damaged by the lipid nanoparticles, and they went ahead with it. There is no way anyone can say this was not premeditated.
That's 100% right. And the world is waking up. There are investigations, of course, not really in this country. Oh, wait, no, that's not true. Did you just hear that the Florida Supreme Court, a writ of mandamus was issued? And now there's talk that not only are they going to put an end to the sale of this bioweapon in that state, they may seize existing supplies of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Now, that is an idea whose time has come. I pray to God.
Absolutely.
Pray to God.
Absolutely.
God.
You know, Sean, it just breaks my heart. I have patients I've worked with. Most of my patients have been with me for 20 or 25 years, some 30 years, some less, but I have a lot of patients who've been with me a long time. And I knew their health history, their medical conditions really well. I take an integrated approach. I don't look at just one organ system. I look at the whole person and I work with all of that. I have just in the last several weeks had four patients who've been with me since 1993 to 1999 who had no evidence of dementia before the shots and now are so catastrophically damaged by the COVID shots that they are having to move into memory care centers.
Yeah.
And these, now, I did warn my patients that I did not recommend the shots. I said at the time, even before we had all the information that we have now, I said at the time in the fall of 2020, when they first really were starting to push the shots are coming and all of that, I said, look, we've never in history had shot technology that cross the blood-brain barrier or that cross the placental barrier. They don't have long-term clinical studies. They don't have safety studies. These are experimental. You're not required to take them. We have treatment for COVID. And I really urge you not to take the risk of something that we have no information on. Just that much was common sense to me. Not anti-vax, just common sense, good medical practice. Don't take something experimental if you have multiple medical risks that put you in a more vulnerable position. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Yeah, of course. It makes perfect sense. But you know what else?
And
perfect
they went sense? Ahead and did it.
I know. Well, and guess what else they're going ahead and doing? Let me show you this tweet. This guy has no shame. So the same guy responsible for allowing millions and millions of military-age men to stream across the border and, according to reports, 320,000 illegals flown over the border and into the interior of the United States by this criminal and his administration, he has the audacity to say, folks, we can fight about the border or we can fix it. I'm ready to fix it. This is what the pedal president tweeted 16 hours ago. He says, pass my bipartisan border security bill, the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen in this country. Are you kidding me? Do you guys have any idea how much trouble we're in? People don't understand.
I do.
No idea about these numbers. Do you know that the average military battalion may include up to 1,000 soldiers? This evil criminal traitor has brought in, flown in, roughly 320,000 illegals into the interior of our nation while the borders are wide open and we can see with our own eyes. These are mostly military-aged young men coming through. And by the way, Venezuela is opening the prisons and they're emptying their mental institutions. I mean, there are no words. I have no words, Lee. I have no words of treason we're seeing.
Again, speaking as a physician, seeing the damage to people, then I do understand the enormity of what we're up against. And if you look at the numbers, as you were just pointing out, we have so many illegal alien invaders, military age males, that they roughly at least 10 million so far, and estimates are as high as 15 million. They outnumber our entire military 6 to 1. And if you look at the math and you distribute this across 50 states, just do the simple division and you will see how many illegal alien invading military age males have been distributed very systematically across all 50 states in numbers that are as high as 10 to 1 for the existing law enforcement in those states. It is a very dangerous environment, and they are being allowed to purchase firearms without any of the background checks that Americans have to go through, while at the same time, the lawless Obama-Biden administration, because it's the Obama team in the background behind the puppet Biden, are trying to enforce gun control on law-abiding American citizens, leaving us defenseless, as every Marxist dictator in history has done, and every communist dictator in history has done. And Americans right now are too asleep at the wheel. They don't realize what's coming, which is the urgency of our work medically and legally, and from a PR standpoint, as you're doing. It's absolutely critical. We are running out of time to stand against this, the lawlessness and tyranny.
Mm-hmm. We are. We're also running out of time to help those like my friend Bob, who died in the early morning hours of November 13th, 2023. May God rest his soul. He was a maverick. The man had no expectation of dying. He buried his father a year previous. His dad had lived to age 98. So it breaks my heart. Let me ask you one last question before we part ways. I had Robert Young on the show now twice talking about a new product, Masterpiece. It's a nanozeolite-based product that is showing through blood microscopy research that it is removing the graphene and heavy metals and some of the nanotech from people's blood over a 30, 60, 90 day period. That's great news. I'll leave a link below for anybody interested. But are there other venues? I think about this a lot, Doc. Had I learned that my friend Bob had taken these damn things, if I'd ever known he took the first one, I would have educated him so he hadn't taken the next three. But once somebody's loaded up like that, do you see any hope for them? Do you know anything other than Masterpiece that will help these folks?
Absolutely. I've been treating people with many things that have been helping them, Sean, for the last 3 years since the shots were rolled out. And it's an integrated approach. There's not one magic bullet that solves the problems. It's taking the patients and diagnosing what injury they have and then properly treating it. We have the integrated vaccine injury treatment guide that's been out for 2 years. I've been treating patients with combination of existing medicines targeted to the six classes of damage, existing nutraceuticals, some of the newer nutraceuticals, and specialty products that improve the immune system, that improve mitochondrial function, and looking at checking vitamin levels. Is anybody doing that? If people are not having their doctors do that, go to our vaccine injury treatment guide, look at the lab test, and go order them yourself. We have a lot of products that I'm using across the board from many sources that are working well, but it's not one thing. These vaccine injured patients are complex. They have a lot of injuries. It's not just spike detox or graphene detox.
Right. How about transfection? Are you worried about that? Robert Young is convinced that we're all being transfected now because they're finding some of this same stuff now in the water, in Cheerios, in the air through chemtrails. And then, of course, there's the problem with shedding. How concerned should those of us be who haven't taken the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine that maybe this tech is getting in us as well?
Well, it's very well documented. It's been documented in the veterinary market for decades. And this was something that we were discussing and had in our resources in the first fact sheet we published in 2021 on the vaccine injury, vaccine risk, vaccine threats. There was a paper published by Chinese researchers in 2017 ahead of the shot rollout that outlined all of the ways of excreting lipid nanoparticles and also spike protein. I've had patients I had to treat in 2021 that were ill by virtue of the shedding. They had not gotten the shot. And the chemtrail is a whole separate problem. That's been escalated over the last 2 years, certainly in southern Arizona. We've never seen the crisscrossing in the sky that we've had since about February 2023. It really escalated. And the respiratory illnesses, which are now multifactorial, it's mycoplasma, it's CMV virus, it's Epstein-Barr virus, it's respiratory syncytial virus. Not everything is COVID. So, you know, you just have to practice good medicine and do the right test, and you can identify all of this. And not only that, all of this was in the literature prior to 2021. Goes to your point about intention.
Yeah. No, it's intentional and it's a conspiracy. You must be amused like I am at this point to still hear people labeled by the mainstream media as conspiracy theorists if they bump at all on the numbers of people being injured and killed by this thing they call a vaccine, which you and I both know is a bioweapon. Right. It's a conspiracy to have produced the product in the first place. It's a conspiracy that the mainstream horror media covers up for Big Pharma. It's a conspiracy that it is still on the market and being pushed as safe and effective.
That was the title of one of my programs. These are conspiracy facts, not theories.
Right.
And yes, you're exactly right. I'm not amused by the term conspiracy theorist any longer. I'm outraged because we have been the ones who've been taking the risk to bring true conspiracies that are fact and well documented, to bring them to light, to try and help people and save lives and save our constitutional republic. Yeah. And I'm including you in that as well.
Yeah.
All of us who have been labeled conspiracy theorists, it's a Saul Alinsky tactic to demean us and to isolate us and to accomplish Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. and it's a propaganda tactic. We are the ones bringing the facts of conspiracies that are well laid out and well documented. And people who fail to listen to the warnings risk losing lives, livelihood, and freedom.
That's right. And we know many people who have paid a heavy price for telling the truth. You know, a litany of doctors who've been persecuted, like Dr. James Thorpe, persecuted for daring to tell his pregnant patients the truth about the risks of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Guys, here's Truth for Health Foundation, truthforhealth.org. Doc, you do wonderful work. Tell people how they can tune in and listen to some of your great work and reports.
Thanks so much, Sean. As you see on the screen that Sean has so graciously hosted for you, click on the Whistleblower Report for the weekly programs with Dr. Yeadon and other experts. And that we talk about the border, we talk about the missing pieces of the puzzle, we talk about the vaccine report, we talk about the lawlessness, we talk about the military issues, the 9/11 cover-up. So we've got whistleblowers from many different fields talking about all of these issues that are destroying your life, your livelihood, and your freedom. Then we also have every week the virtual seminar, Faith Over Fear, every Tuesday night. We've been running it without fail every week since May of 2022, when Todd Callender kicked off the series on Faith Over Fear. And these last two programs, Sean, that Jim Houck did, he gave us so much time to present his expertise. I really urge everyone listening, please, it is worth your life to listen to what Jim has to say and look at some of the protective steps that he is talking about. And then our Truth for Health store has products that I have personally worked with researchers to develop and vet. And we have done the research to bring the right products together in an integrated way to show people how to treat the six classes of damage with the COVID shots, coupled with lifestyle changes, as well as the medications that are prescription meds when that is needed. So I'm really proud of the work that our team has done. And I'm working pro bono for the foundation because I truly believe this is God's calling for my work at this phase of my life. I support myself through my independent medical practice, but all my work for the foundation is pro bono. All the profits from the sale of the products in the store go to support the public charity to help people. None comes to me personally or my medical practice. So I just want everyone to know we are focused on bringing truth and hope and solutions, and doing so in a way with integrity, and we don't take payments from anyone. Our donors support us. So we urge you to join us and help us continue our work to save lives.
Yeah. God bless you. Guys, there are still doctors out there with integrity, and I've had a lot of them on this show. Of course, among them is Dr. Lee Vliet. Doc, I'll leave the link to truthforhealth.org down below, and I appreciate your time so much. God bless you.
God bless you, Sean. Thank you for having me. I just so enjoy the time with you. Thank you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. And maybe in 2 weeks, we'll get Todd Callender back to join us. He got tied up today, guys. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. I'll remind you every single day for free. Check us out for free to get the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those mainstream Mockingbird CIA lies at sgtreport.com. God bless you and yours, friends. Until next time, bye-bye.
Right now, they're putting $341 million was paid to 4,000 hotel accommodations to house immigrants that don't have homes in our country. And yet, as in the United States, we've got people that are dying, poor, unemployed, on the streets, looking for work, everything that they can possibly do, and they are being completely ignored. That's why they're hitting us with the immigration. They're hitting us with all these threats with the bills. They're destroying the financial market. They're destroying the food chain. This is an attack on our world.